بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب العزلة عند فساد الناس والزمان أو الخوف من فتنة في الدين ووقوع في حرام وشبهات ونحوها. الحمد لله, this is the 69th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains it being desirable to be in seclusion. Uzla means to move away, to be in seclusion, away from the people at times of corruption. And when one fears tribulations in deen or falling into unlawful or doubtful things, when this occurs, then it is better for the person to move away from the masses and to be in seclusion. He brings the verse, قال الله تعالى فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, so hasten towards Allah, run away towards Allah. Verily, I am a clear warner to you from him. وَعَنْ سَعَادِ بْنِ أَبِي وَقَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْعَبْدَ التَّقِيَّ الْغَنِيَّ الْخَفِيِّ. رواه مسلم. وَالْمُرَادُ بِالْغَنِي غَنِيُّ النَّفْسِ كَمَا سَبَقَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ. سَعَادِ بْنِ أَبِي وَقَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ narrated, I heard Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ saying that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person who is at-taqi. Taqi means righteous. He is ghani, means he is content. He is independent, he is content. Ghani, it does not refer to a rich person, it means a person is rich in heart. In other words, he is independent, he is content. And the third quality is al-khafi. Khafi means he is concealed. What does it mean? He is not in public eye. He is not known amongst the masses. He is not a prominent person. And for this to happen, generally, a person has a very low profile, he's very humble, he keeps away from every person. So he is in more in seclusion than being in the limelight. So here Allah yes, there are some people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his favor and kindness, Allah ta'ala will make them prominent so the people could benefit from them, etc. But generally here in this hadith, what is meant is that person, or who has got these qualities, at first he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He obeys Allah ta'ala's commandments. He abstains from all those things that are haram. He has taqwa in him. And secondly, he is content. Whatever little Allah has given him, he makes shukr. He is content. He doesn't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, he secludes himself if there is fear to his for his deen. And if he is going to live with the people around him, then he could be tempted into evil and doubtful things. So he moves away, he's in seclusion. Wa Nabi Sa'id ibn al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qala rajulun ayyun nasi afdal ya Rasulullah. A man comes and asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which of the people is most virtuous? Qala mu'minun mujahidun bi nafsihi wa malihi fi sabilillah. Rasulullah says that believer who is fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with himself and his wealth, a mujahid. Qala thumma man, then the man asked, next who's best? Qala thumma rajulun mu'tazilun fi shi'bin min ash-shi'abi ya'budu rabbah wa fi riwayatin yattaqillaha wa yad'u an-nasa min sharrihi muttafaqun alayh. The second person who is next best, he is that person who secludes himself in a valley in which he worships Allah Ta'ala, his sustainer. So in other words, he moves away from the masses. And of course, I explain this. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, in times of fitna, fasad, it's difficult to practice your deen, your iman is at stake. By living amongst the people, you are going to be tempted and drawn into haram and evil and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what the person does now, he moves away. And this is going to happen before Qiyamah. Before Qiyamah, a mu'min will go away. They will go to the mountaintops with the flock of sheep, whatever they have, and they'll be away from the rest of the people. So here Rasulullah is saying that the second best person is that person who is mu'tazilun, who moves away in seclusion in a valley in which he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one narration says, what he does there, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen very carefully to the words Rasulullah says, وَيَدَعُ النَّاسَ مِن شَرِّهِ. And he saves the people from his evil. So one is a person moves away from the evil of the people, and because he feels that by staying amongst the people, intermingling, interacting with them, and there's so much of corruption, fasad, fitna, trials, tribulations, he is being tempted towards haram, so he moves away from people. And this hadith is saying that the person fears Allah, he moves away from people to protect them from his evil. In other words, he regards himself to be an evil person. And by him being amongst the people, he is going to corrupt them. Therefore, he moves away from them to save them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and tawfiq of these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are all moving to trials and tribulations. And eventually there will be that occasion before Qiyamah. It is mentioned very clearly in the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The believers will then move away and they'll go to the mountain tops and with their livestock and then till they meet the end. However, from these ahadith today, what we have read is a person when he has taqwa in him and he is a low profile person, he does not seek to have prominence amongst people, that such a person is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who removes away from people when people are doing wrong, there's evil. So many times we are in such a situation where the people around us, the company is not good, but we're forced to be there. The best is that slowly move away from there so that you don't become embroiled in any type of evil and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah.